The jobs have been moved to Shipley to help create a centralised and consistent level of service to Macmillan fundraisers, whilst also helping Macmillan to achieve significant cost savings and increase its income. Head of the Fundraising Support Centre, Karen Marsden.
We've been running since December, but last week was actually our formal launch for the Fundraising Support Centre. And we had our president, Lady Halifax, along, and she came and formally cut the ribbon and opened up the new Fundraising Support Centre. And we were also honoured to have the Lord Mayor of Bradford, who came along.
The Shipley office in its smart new headquarters has already taken over the work of regional offices in Scotland, Northern Ireland, London and the South East. It'll start dealing with fundraising queries previously handled by teams in the Central and South West regions in February, followed by those from the East Midlands and the North in early March.
What's actually happened, and the project has probably been underway for about 12 months, is that Macmillan had lots of local offices spread right across the UK of different sizes. So we'd got all these local offices, we'd got different staffing levels. So the idea of moving to a centre based in Shipley was to offer a centralised, consistent service to our own fundraisers, so Macmillan employed fundraisers, and also all our local supporters and volunteers in the country. So we're looking at delivering an unrivalled service to our customers and also our own internal fundraisers. The big driver for the change is the number of people living with cancer is set to double over the next 20 years. So we're looking at 4 million people there. And Macmillan has a very challenging ambition to touch the lives of everyone affected by cancer and also inspire millions of others to do the same. So to achieve that, of course, we need to raise more income, but we also need to look at our own internal costs. So actually, we're looking to make savings in our own costs by bringing all those local fundraising centres together into one.
Now, I think a lot of people would think at the present time it's a challenge to raise money, although I did hear it said recently, and perhaps rather ironically, that in tough times people are sort of more sympathetic and inclined to give. How are you finding the fundraising?
It is challenging time, and you know, it's challenging for all charities, so there's lots of charities out there. Of course, they need to generate more income to enable to do what their ambition is. But Macmillan has actually seen their donations grow. So we are bucking the trend, actually. And I have to say, the generosity of people is astonishing. Already we've taken some absolutely superb calls from people who are able to increase their donation by £2 a month. But, you know, small amounts, that's absolutely great. And we've got so many people who are ringing us and prepared to do that.
What is the best way, actually, that people can support Macmillan?
Lots of ways they can support us, actually. Making a donation, that's a great way to help us. Volunteering, for people who perhaps are not able to donate for all the reasons we've just discussed, actually to come along and support and cheer on people who are doing walks and runs for Macmillan, or maybe just take a collection and around. So we've got lots of events where we're looking for volunteers. And of course, our famous World Coffee Morning will be coming up again later this year. So lots of different ways that people get involved, either by directly making donations or organising events and encouraging others to do so.
If I asked you to put in a nutshell why people should support Macmillan, what would you say?
We need the support of millions of people out there to make sure that we can continue to reach out and touch the lives of everyone affected by cancer. Without inspiring the millions, then we won't be able to achieve our challenging ambition. Very worthwhile cause, and I think a very well respected brand out there too.
And Shipley should feel proud, I suppose, that it has the opportunity to host such an excellent charity.
Indeed, yes. Hopefully we can bring lots to the local community of Shipley.